The debate over concealed weapons at traffic stops comes as the Assembly prepares to take a major vote. The vote will be on overriding Governor Doyle's veto of a bill allowing people to carry the weapons when they have a permit. Glenn Jones heads the Wisconsin State Troopers Association. He says under the bill, police who pull over motorists for traffic stops could not learn if the driver they're about to approach has a legal weapon.
A traffic stop naturally creates an increased stress level for both the officer and the citizen. A concealed carry will only add to the tension of the situation and potentially make it more dangerous.
But Waukesha County Sheriff Dan Trawicki, one of just a few Wisconsin sheriffs who say they'll grant concealed weapons permits in their county, says the worry about traffic stop tension is overstated.
All of our officers, when they walk up on traffic stops, they're trained to expect that somebody could be armed. That's not going to change.
Trawicki even says if one of his deputies is being attacked by a motorist, he'd want another citizen with a concealed weapon to stop and help the officer.
Absolutely. No doubt about it.
But State Patrol Training Director Major Darren Price says having a gun-carrying motorist stop to help an officer could be dangerous and raise liability concerns.
Who then, when that bullet leaves the chamber, which you cannot get back, and strikes an innocent person, are they acting under the authority of the sheriff? I've got some concerns with that.
Even so, state assembly leaders say they're very close to having enough votes to override the governor's veto. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.